Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So this headline is a little bit confusing. A Florida man was arrested after making a bomb threat against himself. That's right. Kyle McHenry told police he received the following emails. There's a bomb on your grandpa's property. I'm going to break in your house and shoot you in the effing head. I'm going to kill you. Watch me. He called Fort Myers police to ask why they hadn't arrested the person he accused of sending the threats. And then he admitted to sending the emails after detectives told him that filing a false police report is a crime. He asked if he sent the emails to himself, in which he replied that he did, trying to get revenge on other people to try to accuse them of making bomb threats against himself. After he was arrested with making false reports to police, fraud, and misuse of false evidence, he told detectives he made a mistake. I mean, who among us has not made a bomb threat against ourselves? Am I right? Let's not judge this guy too harshly, shall we? A Florida man sues Carnival Cruise after a donkey kicked him in the Grand Turk Islands. Questions of fault have arisen here. So the Grand Turk port where they arrived, this Florida man has initiated legal action against Carnival Cruise Line. He was kicked by a donkey during a port visit. Claims his injury necessitated multiple surgeries. He blamed the cruise line for neglecting and maintaining a safe environment. And now the question, of course, is who's at fault here, really, the cruise line or this guy? He wanted to take a photograph with a local donkey, and then the donkey kicked him. Because the donkey didn't want to take photographs. The donkeys do not like paparazzi, all right? That is something everybody should know. Donkeys don't like the paparazzi. If you try to take pictures of them, they're going to act like Alec Baldwin and probably turn around and punch you. And that's what happened here. And so now the question, of course, is who's going to be in trouble? And there's broader implications for the Grand Turk Cruise Center, because apparently this may not be the first time that something like this has happened, but there's also questions regarding animal welfare. So take my advice. If you are on a cruise and you want to take a picture with a donkey, don't. They're just not very, very photo-friendly. Now, this is something that the former Marine exhibitionist Steve Irwin would probably have a problem with. A new experience at Zoo Tampa will let you swim with stingrays. The animals are super friendly. They'll come right up to you. They're not afraid of you at all. And you can swim with them. Now, I like petting them. And I take my kids to the aquarium, and they do let you pet the stingrays, and it's a lot of fun. But I don't know if you really want to get in the water and swim around with them, because it's kind of their space. And they may not like it very, very much. So I'm just saying, may not be the best idea to go swimming with stingrays. Kind of like swimming with sharks. It may not work out well in the end. Anyway, we got a lot more to come on The Dana Show. Mitch McConnell is going to be speaking very, very soon after he has endorsed former President Donald Trump, finally. And there is one less Democrat for Joe Biden to worry about in the race for president, as Dean Phillips has announced that he is dropping out of the race against Joe Biden for president of the United States.
Kel-Tec, the sub 2K. If you don't have yours yet, you should go out and get it. They came out with a whole bunch of really cool stuff the past year. And the sub 2K, this is the Gen 3. So maybe some of you are like me and you already have the sub 2K. Well, you don't have this one. Because if you're unfamiliar with it, it's a 9mm carbine. It folds entirely in half. Now, previously, you would have to take off your optics. You don't have to anymore. That's one of the upgrades with the Gen 3. You don't have to detach your optics to fold it in half. The simple twist and fold motion of the rotating fore-end, it's patent pending. You can twist it in either direction. It folds the Gen 3 right in half and just as quickly and easily deploys it too. But they've continued to fine tune this innovative and reliable platform. So they have some other simple upgrades as well that kind of push it over the top. The upgraded aluminum trigger, redesigned mechanics, you got a light and 5-pound pull. You also have upgraded action. There's even a new chamber indicator as well. And of course, made in America, family-owned Kel-Tec values at their best. To learn more about this sub 2K, and it looks like sub 2000, sub 2K Gen 3, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
You know who's one of the guys that never ceases to amaze me? This guy seems to have 9 political lives, is Andrew Cuomo, the love gov of New York. During COVID, He would come out there and give his 3-hour lectures every day. Do you remember those days? It was only 4 years ago, really around this time of the year, when things got going with COVID. I mean, I remember it was Friday the 13th when my kids were sent home from school. And there's all this evidence that has come out that those school closures have set our kids back in so many different ways, from their physical health to their mental health to, of course, their academic their academics. I mean, it's just been a disaster in every way. But it was about this time 4 years ago when things started to get going and the lockdowns that would follow and everything else. Well, Cuomo was also known as the nursing home killer. It's a moniker that I gave him because he killed a lot of people in nursing homes during COVID-19. So he would come out every day. He would give his 3-hour lectures, tell everybody what to do, tell everybody what they couldn't do. And he was the voice of America, and they loved him. And they had the Cuomo babes. They called them the Love Gov. And they had all these women who loved him. And he was a sex symbol. He was an icon. And he would be for a few years until it came out that the guy was a total creep. Yeah, was groping women, and he was a total sleazeball, which would ultimately end his career as governor. But what really should have ended his career as governor was the fact that he killed all these people in nursing homes, his policies. Well, now, according to the New York Times, former Governor Cuomo has been subpoenaed to appear before a House subcommittee to answer for his administration's handling of nursing homes during the coronavirus pandemic. This is reigniting a flashpoint that could further damage his chances at a political comeback. The Republican-led Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic accused Cuomo of recklessly exposing nursing home residents to the virus with deadly consequence. You know who else they need to go after, too, is New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, because that guy did the same thing, but he also did it to our veterans. And hundreds of veterans died in state-run nursing homes for the exact same reason. A lot of these Democrat governors did this. Newsom did it. Whitmer did it. The governor of Pennsylvania at the time, he did it. But Cuomo became the face of this, really, because Janice Dean on Fox News lost her in-laws in a nursing home to Cuomo's policies. And she was relentless about exposing this to everybody. She did a great job exposing this. The Republican-led Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic accused Mr. Cuomo of recklessly exposing nursing home residents to the virus with deadly consequence. In a letter sent Tuesday to Mr. Cuomo by Representative Brad Wenstrup of Ohio, he's the chair of the committee, he said there's troubling evidence suggesting that the Cuomo administration at best downplayed the effects of its nursing home policies and at worst covered them up. The subpoena is the latest in a multi-year saga surrounding the former governor's decision to require nursing homes to accept residents who tested positive for COVID-19 in the spring of 2020. The decision, which presaged a virus outbreak in those facilities leading to thousands of deaths, has drawn broad scrutiny from state and federal investigators. In January of 2021, the New York State Attorney General Letitia James concluded the state had, quote, severely undercounted deaths in nursing homes, charges that were validated when the state later revised its figures upwards some 40%. But while her office's report found that returning residents to their facilities may have put residents at increased risk, it stopped short of blaming the governor's policy. So they didn't charge him with anything. They did go after Trump, of course, for apparently inflating the value of Mar-a-Lago. But the Democrat governor of New York, he was unscathed by Letitia James. The former governor, a Democrat, has repeatedly denied that the policy led to additional deaths. A spokesman for Cuomo called the subpoena an obvious press charade, noting that the claims at issue have been investigated by both the Department of Justice and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, both of which declined to bring criminal charges. Of course they did, because they're Democrats investigating Democrats. And Democrats never get in trouble unless you cross them, like Bob Menendez. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is a great example of that. This cat is as guilty as they come, but everybody's known he's guilty for years. He was investigated by the New Jersey Attorney General's office, not really investigated, but they knew of all the allegations that he's now being prosecuted for on the federal level. They just didn't do anything about it because he stayed in his lane this time around for a while until he didn't. The first time that Menendez was ever indicted was when the Obama administration did the Iran deal, and Menendez opposed it, and then they went after him for helping his buddy, this corrupt doctor in Florida, bilk Medicare to the tune of, you know, tens of millions of dollars. But again, everybody knew about it. It's just that he stayed in his lane. And then when he crossed the Obama administration, that's when they brought charges against him. Same thing this time around. Menendez, everybody knows the guy's guilty, but he crossed the Biden administration on the Iran deal. And then suddenly now there's charges against him. So you see, you're allowed to be corrupt if you're a Democrat. Just stay in your lane. That's the lesson for you right there. With Menendez, it's particularly sick because the guy's accused of selling out America to Egypt and Qatar, two countries that are very problematic in terms of their human rights and also the trust level we have with them. And he's probably going to go down, and he should go down, but it's just the timing of this is what should make you think. It's when you cross them that they come after you. His spokesman said this is an election year stunt. They're a bunch of clowns. They're a bunch of clowns. Not we're so grateful that they're going to try to find justice regarding all the victims in the nursing homes. He should have been forced out because of what he did with the nursing homes, but Cuomo was not. He was forced out because of the sexual harassment claims. Now, the New York Assembly investigation that they did not directly evaluate whether Mr. Cuomo's orders had led to the deadly outbreaks in nursing homes, but it did find the administration had selectively reported statistics from those facilities to avoid criticism. It was a cover-up. It was a big cover-up. At issue was the New York State's method of categorizing nursing home deaths. The state did not include in its tally nursing home residents who died in hospitals or other facilities from COVID, effectively reducing the reported death rates for nursing home residents. In its letter to Cuomo, the House subcommittee accuses the former governor of delaying its inquiry, detailing months-long back-and-forth conversations about scheduling an interview. The subpoena will require Cuomo to appear on May 24th. They said former Governor Cuomo owes answers to the 15,000 families who lost loved ones in New York nursing homes during the COVID-19 pandemic. The subcommittee has also sought information on the administration's handling of nursing homes from the former secretary to the governor, Melissa DeRosa, a senior aide who, according to documents and interviews, was involved in rewriting a health department report to obscure the number of nursing home deaths. You know who else should be investigated? Is Rachel Levine, Dr. Admiral Rachel Levine, the Undersecretary of Health for the United States of America, the first openly transgender Assistant Secretary of Health. When Levine was the Secretary of Health for Pennsylvania, Levine oversaw the nursing homes in Pennsylvania. Moved Levine's mother out of a state-run nursing home while requiring nursing homes to take COVID-positive patients. What happens to Levine? Gets a new gig, gets a promotion to the Undersecretary of Health for the United States of America. Amazing. Truly, truly amazing. I'm glad the committee's doing this. So let's hope we get some answers.
All right, folks. So new sponsors over at Fast Growing Trees, the biggest online nursery in the United States. And they have more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States. Get lemon, avocado, olive, fig trees. You can have all of these at your home on top of the wide variety of house plants that they have available. And Fast Growing Trees makes it really easy to order online. And your plants are shipped directly to your door in just 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they also offer free plant consultation. If you are not like me, I have a green thumb, but if you're not like me, then you can always ask them questions about whatever it is that you need, any trees, any plants. They make it really easy. And so you don't have to like drive around and look at different nurseries. You can take advantage of their consultation and then you can get your stuff in just 1 to 2 days. So right now they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants. And plus, when you use code Dana at checkout, you're going to save an additional 15%. So go to fastgrowingtrees.com and be sure to use code Dana at checkout for an additional 15% off. That's fastgrowingtrees.com, code DANA. Offer is valid for limited time, so tell them we sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Now, when it comes to the world's richest person, you might be thinking to yourself, well, it's definitely Elon Musk, right? Wrong. Jeff Bezos, he reclaimed the title since the first time he had it. and then lost the title in 2021 to Elon Musk. Jeff Bezos is once again the world's richest man. $200 billion, his net worth, $200 billion. Elon Musk coming in only at $198 billion. I don't know how you can make ends meet on that kind of money. I really don't. But they always say, you know, more money, more problems. The other thing is that if you are using a credit card and you pay a late fee, Joe Biden is now going to go after credit card late fees. But remind yourself this, if you try to pay your credit card, your IRS taxes late, you will still be charged late fees and you will still be charged penalties and you would still be charged, you'd still be charged interest as well. Yes, all those things, correct. All those things you will be charged. That's not going to change. If you try to use a credit card to pay your taxes, you'll still have to pay, I think it is the 3% surcharge. None of those fees will be addressed by the president. California will stay drought-free through 2025 following two winters of epic storms. All those storms that California has gone through, the good news for them is nearly 100 inches of snow means that California will be free of widespread drought through at least 2025. However, they will not be free of homeless people pooping on the streets. That is expected to continue to at least the year 2027. And beyond. This is just insane. You know, I always think about the crazy kind of gangs that are out there. This is a group of cannibals, a cannibal gang, and they're now eating each other. Things are getting so bad for them. First of all, if you're a cannibal, why would you join a gang with other cannibals? Aren't you kind of just asking for it? I just think you're sort of asking for trouble. I don't know. But it's a sign of the times that we're living in right now. And this is another reason why gold has notched a record high on Tuesday as traders ramped up bets to start to interest rate cut by the U.S. Fed in June. So now gold is climbing. I guess we're going to see more of those commercials with William Devane, I assume, because people love buying gold. You know who else likes buying gold? Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, yeah, little Mark Zuckerberg, he's been hoarding gold, too. Well, all these guys, you know, they always keep gold in their big bunkers for the end of the world, with their end of the world food supply. And this is my favorite story, because I love dogs. A dog ran a mile to her doggy daycare to get help after a car crash. Melissa Fickle was driving to a park near Detroit with her dog, Aries, when another car hit her from behind at the stoplight that turned green. To her shock, the dog got spooked and jumped out of the open rear window. I was surprised when she jumped out because she'd never done anything like that before, the woman said, recalling the afternoon of February 24th. The dog was very upset and she was scared, but she kept running and was soon out of sight. The owner was very worried, and it turns out the dog ran to her doggy daycare. She was a mile away. She was so happy when the dog showed up safe and sound. Dogs are amazing animals, aren't they? They really are. I'm not going to make any comments about cats in case you have one. I'm just saying that I'm a big fan of dogs. She'd run straight to her safe spot, and she was trying to attract attention to get help for her owner. They really are just amazing animals, aren't they? All right, so Mitch McConnell is set to endorse Donald Trump. He's officially put out a statement, but the question is whether or not he will really say anything passionately or not about the former president. This is now Donald Trump is, in fact, the nominee. And the question is whether or not the Republican Party will do what needs to be done to get him over the finish line, or will too many people stay in the way because they're just so worried about him coming in and actually draining the swamp. It is the Dana Show with me, Rich Zeoli. Don't go away. As you think about going into the State of the Union address with the economy the way it is, and then turning around and saying we're going to go after grocers, we're going to make the grocers the bad guy because Cookie Monster said his cookies are shrinking. People know shrinkflation's real. They just don't believe that it's some big conspiracy by corporations to try to trick you. They don't believe that. Oh, there's an update to that Doritos story I mentioned earlier. There's a Twitter account called End Wokeness. They're great. They bring out a lot of stuff to the forefront about all the little woke things that are happening. Remember during yesterday's show, I told you about the Department of Veterans Affairs had a memo that they put out. And they said that they wanted to ban that VJ kiss from Times Square, that historic kiss of the sailor kissing the woman after Japan surrendered and World War II was over. And then the Secretary of Veterans Affairs came out and said, oh, no, the picture's staying. Well, the memo was sent out on February 29th. The Secretary of Veterans Affairs came out and said that yesterday, March 5th. And a lot of people thought the whole story was fake news. Like, they were never really going to take down that historic picture, that iconic American photograph of the sailor kissing the woman in Times Square, because it was non-consensual. So they said it was fake news. It was a manufactured conservative outrage story. No, it was real. The memo was real. I shared the memo with you on the air yesterday. And Wokeness is one of those Twitter accounts that brought that to the forefront. They also brought the Doritos story to the forefront about that brand ambassador who had pedophilia tweets. Well, the update to that story is now Doritos has fired that brand ambassador from Spain that I brought up in Dana's Fast Five, Quick Five in the previous hour. Among their other scalps, as they claimed, Biden's VA rescinded their ban on the VJ kiss after it was leaked to end Wokeness. The vice president of Johns Hopkins and the DEI chief resigned over their privilege hit list. The privilege hit list, which went basically announced that everybody is a person of privilege. And pretty much everybody, except for like a, unless you're like a black lesbian transgender woman who has who's not able-bodied. Otherwise, everyone has privilege. That person was fired, and there's some other scalps that were claimed too. But the point is that social media does work for good because it gives us the ability, along with conservative talk radio, to bring this stuff to the forefront. The United States Agency for Global Media has suspended their CIO, James Reeves, over his unearthed anti-white posts. He refers to white people as snow roaches. The claims against one of the agency's top officials initially surfaced on the Twitter page of End Wokeness. And now that person has been fired after they exposed the tweets. So good for them. But when you look at some of the money that's made by the DEI industrial complex, the diversity, equity, and inclusion complex, it'll blow your mind. I do have some of those numbers for you, and I'll share them with you. But it's a good reminder of the power of conservative talk radio and conservative social media, too, that Doritos has now fired that spokesperson, that transgender spokesperson in Spain who had all of these pro-pedophilia tweets. There you go.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.